Under the rules of the game, you really never know. You have to take a chance. 嗨，亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。今天和你分享的美文叫做《假如给你一支笔》。Suppose someone gave you a pen, a sealed solid color pen. You couldn't see how much ink it had. It might run dry after the first few tentative words, or last just long enough to create a masterpiece that will last forever and make a difference in the scheme of things. You don't know before you begin. Under the rules of the game, you really never know. You have to take a chance.Actually, no rule of the game states you must do anything. Instead of picking up and using the pen, you could leave it on a shelf or in a drawer where it will dry up and used. But if you do decide to use it, what would you do with it? How would you play the game? Would you plan and plan before you ever wrote a word? Would you plan to be so extensive?That you never even got to the writing? Or would you take the pen in hand, plunge right in, and just do it? Struggling to keep up with the twists and turns of the torrents of words that take you where they take you? Would you write cautiously and carefully, as if the pen might run dry the next moment? Or would you pretend or believe that the pen will write forever and proceed accordingly?And of what would you write? Of love, hate, fun, misery, life, death, nothing, everything. Would you write to please just yourself, or others, or yourself by writing for others? Would your strokes be tremblingly timid or brilliantly bold, fancy with a flourish or plain? Would you even write? Once you have the pen,No rule says you have to write. Would you sketch, scribble, doodle, or draw? Would you stay in or on the lines, or see no lines at all, even if they were there? Or are they? There's a lot to think about here, isn't there? Now, suppose someone gave you a life.你现在收听的是英语美文朗读，本期节目到这里就结束了。如果节目带给了你片刻宁静与温暖，欢迎你分享给更多的朋友，让我们一起发现英语的别样魅力。同时，也欢迎你在喜马拉雅 FM 搜索关注“英语美文朗读”，来收听更多暖声英语美文。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix，Thank you for listening and see you next time.